Oh, hi, sleepyhead. You were out a lot longer than I thought you'd be. Oh, don't try to struggle. You are tied up, but you have just a tiny paralytic agent running through your body, just as a precaution. You are a little bit bigger than me, so I didn't want to be overpowered during our fun session. Oh, no. Don't worry, you're fine. That tube in your mouth and down your throat is hooked up to a ventilator, because if we get really extreme and the situation gets really sticky, I'll have to bring you back. And even though I know how to do it, and I've seen a lot of ER, so I'm pretty sure I know where to poke, don't worry, you'll be fine. I have lots of life-saving measures around. You look so cute when you're helpless. Oh, I'm just doing the things you said you wanted to do to me. You know, tying me up, knife play, rape, impregnation. Although I don't have semen, so I can't impregnate you. But I can do all the other things. Oh, you don't like being on the receiving end? Oh, but that's only fair. I mean, if you want to tie me up, I want to tie you up. And you didn't think I would know how to find you on the internet. Ah, see, I'm a smart girl. And what I can't learn from YouTube or on my own accord, I have friends for. And they were able to track you down. And all it took was just a little dose of drugs in your coffee. And you had such a nice nap. You were easy to take. We're in a basement, by the way. That's why it's really chilly. Yeah, it's best for bodies to be underground for preservation purposes, you know. Yes, that is an autopsy table. You don't have to say it, but I can read your mind. Don't worry. There's not a body on there. I mean, there was like 2 days ago, but it's clean now. I cleaned it just for you. You see, an autopsy table is perfect because if something does go awry and I can't bring you back, you're already there. So it's okay. But we're gonna hope for the best. Fingers crossed. I'm so excited to play with you. Oh, from all the comments that you leave on my stuff and all the messages you send, I'm so excited to treat you exactly how you want to treat me. I figured if your mind can come up with all this fun stuff, I'm sure you want it done to you too. And I'm very good with a scalpel. I have years of experience. And even though I couldn't get into medical school just on a technicality, I still think I'd make an exceptional pathologist. So, that's what we're gonna play today. We're gonna play doctor. And you're gonna love it, I promise. You see, I used succinylcholine, so you can't feel anything. Well, your body can, but it won't be an overwhelming sensation, as far as I know. I mean, there's not a lot of research on it. But I'm pretty sure you'll cry if it hurts, and I'll look for that sign. But, I mean, it'll just be some slicing, so nothing you haven't told me you want to do. And I'm very adept with the scalpel. You know, I've done a lot of evisceration, and even though it's a dead body, you still have to be really careful because nobody wants to nick an organ. I mean, that hurts the research and all that stuff. So it'll be fun, I promise. We'll get started. Let's start with, what should we do? I've always loved your forearm. Let's start with that. I can show you all kinds of muscles and ligaments in there. You see, when you take a scalpel to the skin, there are 7 layers of skin, also known as the epidermis. And what you want to do is you want to take your scalpel and puncture through all 7 layers. but not puncture the muscles. So when you cut, you're going to bleed, obviously, because you have lots of veins down there in your arm. So if there's some blood, don't worry, because I know how to suture. I did a lot of stuff like that in medical school. Well, before they kicked me out, but it's not a big deal. So we're just going to take our scalpel. Aw, honey, you have to stay still. You don't want me to nick an artery, do you? We'll know if I nick an artery because the blood will be very dark and it will spurt in time with your heartbeat. And if we nick an artery, well, that's kind of like an emergency and that would end our fun. So be really still and trust me. Don't worry, you're so safe with me. Just like I'd be safe with you. Okay, let's do it. Hold still. The first cut is always my favorite. We're just gonna drag it down your forearm. Oh, it feels so nice, doesn't it? Look at that blood, so pretty, it's such a red color. Oh, see? And now we're gonna use forceps, and we're going to pull the skin back so you can see the muscles in your arm. It's gonna be great, just like I practiced. Mm-hmm. Look at that, so beautiful. Oh, you're so beautiful on the inside, too. Oh, look, do you want to see? Uh-huh. Oh, no, 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 you can't vomit. No, no, you have a respirator in. No, that's going to be very bad. If you can't handle this, then I don't have to show you. Well, it's going to be difficult when we do your legs and thighs, but I thought you might want to know for scientific reasons, and just because you're curious. But that's okay, we'll suture this right up. I'll have to clean it with alcohol, so it might hurt a little bit. But it'll be disinfected at least. No infections on my watch, mister. Okay, ready? Deep breath. Oh, I know, that stings, doesn't it? Oh, I could see your whole body twitch and wince. That's okay. It's disinfected now, and I'll dab it with some prep pads and some cotton, and then we'll suture it right up. And all that'll be left is just a tiny little scar. It'll heal nicely, and you'll always have a great memory of the time we spent together. All right, let's suture you up, mister. Oh. You know what? Suturing was always my best skill in medical school. My favorite was the baseball stitch. It's the one they use at the pathologist's lab. But this one will loop it nice and tight. And these are disposable sutures, so you can go about your life after this and not have to worry about them. They'll just sort of go away once they're nice and healed. Very revolutionary, you know. You don't have to come back and get them surgically removed by me. Okay, so that's all nice and stitched. Now, we could do your thigh or your leg, but I really want to see the inside of your chest. That's where the money shot is. You see, all your organs are in your abdominal cavity. And while I don't want to go perusing through for your organs because, well, that gives us a time crunch and I'm probably going to need extra help, why don't we just go for your heart? Let's see what that looks like on the inside. I've got some theories just from your behavior and the kind of person you are. But let's confirm that suspicion, shall we? We'll go on a scientific investigation. That'll be the fun activity for tonight. Oh, you're crying. You don't need to cry. This is fun. It's excitement, remember? Oh, are you afraid of scalpels and knives? You shouldn't be. They're just tools to get into beneath the skin and into your body. They're not scary. I'm not scary, right? I'm so nice and sweet. And you always leave comments about how great I am and send me messages about what a good girl I am for you. There's no way you could be afraid of me now. Oh, come on, baby. Or should I call you Daddy? I know that's what you prefer to be called. Or Sir. Ooh, that gets a response. Oh, Sir, you shouldn't be afraid of me. I'm the same girl. I'm the same sunshine. I just have a scalpel, that's all. Now, for this, I'm gonna need to apply some pressure to your skin on your chest, because your muscle is there, and I'm gonna need to get through that muscle down to your rib cage and your sternum, because that's how I'll see where your heart is. So I'm gonna have to straddle you on this table, but don't worry. If you get an erection, that's totally okay. Sometimes it happens. I'm not going to take it personal. I mean, we can deal with it later, I guess, but in the meantime, I'm just going to ignore it. Okay, so I'm going to get on the table like this. You can try to struggle, that's fine, but I've tightened you very tightly, and well, I can always administer more succinylcholine. And I don't think you want that. I mean, I still want you to be here for this exceptional moment. After all, this is a memory we're sharing together. And I want you to be present. Right, Sir? Right, Daddy? Okay. So, this is gonna hurt a little bit because I gotta really get deep in there. But I think you're a big enough man to take it. So we'll start by inserting my scalpel onto your sternum, which is right between your pectoral muscles. And I'm going to puncture like that. And now I'm going to drag my scalpel down to about mid-chest, right underneath your diaphragm. Oh, I shouldn't giggle when I do this, or the cut's gonna be strange. Okay, professional Sunny. Easy. Okay. God, I love that cut. Oh, look how beautiful that is. I bet you didn't feel a thing, too. I'm really good with a scalpel. Now we're gonna take these and we're going to put them into your chest, just like this. We're gonna clamp and we're going to pull. Now this is gonna hurt a lot because I have to pull back muscle and skin. So deep breath, and on the count of three, I'm gonna pull them, okay? Deep breath, one, two, three. See, it's not that bad. I mean, like, you'd be under anesthesia right now, but you pretty much are, so don't worry, it's okay. It's all right. You're supposed to bleed that much too. It's cool. We're fine. I've seen a lot of these on YouTube and Instagram. It's cool. I know what I'm doing. So we're going to get down deep in there, and oh wow, your heart rate is going through the roof. You must be very excited for this. I'm excited too. I'm so glad we're sharing this moment together. Okay, so now we got to be quick because you're losing a lot of blood and you're starting to turn pale. But don't worry, I've got blood on ice back there, so we're good. I'll just hook you up after. So let's dig around through here. Oh, there it is. There's your beating heart. It's pink and red and purple. Oh, silly me, I thought it would be black. I guess it's just a saying, right? It's not real. Oh, wow, it's really beating fast. Either you're super turned on, or you really enjoy our playtime together. Oh, this is fun. Well, I won't mess with it too much. But it is really cute. I wish you could see it. You know what? Next time we play, I'm going to put a mirror on the ceiling so you can see it too. It's really magical. All right, I guess we should stop because you're starting to kind of fade in and out on me. And we don't want to use the rescue meds, right? Because that's a little dicey. So I guess I'll just have to stitch you back up and then we can decide what else we should do. It'll be so much fun, Daddy. Oh, I'm so glad you reached out to me on GWA. I'm a really lucky girl to have such a great sir. Oh, you're the best.